If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Din al-Islam, dini, wal-Azam, ghayru dini, Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We're going to talk about the rules, Islamic jurisprudential laws about the media, according to Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up till 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
Subhanallah.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program. And as always, our guest speaker, Sheikh Javid. Sheikh Javid, what is the Islamic law, the jurisprudential rulings of watching movies? I'm talking about like Bollywood or Hollywood movies, you know.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. There are two possibilities. Either the Bollywood movies contain haram scenes, haram pictures, haram images, like nudity, like haram songs, or they are free of these things, mm-hmm. images.
Yes.
So if the American movies or Indian movies do not contain haram song or haram music or nudity, obscenity, there's no objection to someone watching them, seeing them. And of course, a question might arise to some people, come up to some people's mind as to whether it is permissible, for example, to watch Indian actors, especially female actors who mm-hmm. are without hijab. Of course,
yes.
According to religious authorities, it's not permissible to watch those girls who do not observe hijab, obviously, because they are not Muslims,
mm-hmm.
With lustful intention. So if someone watches those movies with lustful intention, even though there's no, you know, haram song or haram nudity, but it becomes forbidden because mm-hmm. the intention matters a lot. If mm-hmm. you, depending on your intention, if you are watching them to just follow their story, and there's no sexual excitation, there's no, you're not aroused by anything, and you're not seeking to enjoy or to enjoy watching it sexually, then of course there's no problem in watching those movies.
What about their covering? You know, how do you like say or how do you balance this? Like because usually Muslims, in fact, hold the hijab and they are in complete covering, and then you see, for example, some of these movies that are not nude,
mm-hmm.
right? They're, as you said, they are not naked, but the thing is, their covering is not like up to the standard of the Muslims. So,
yes.
Is it permissible to watch those scenes?
You're right. Grand Ayatollah Khamenei says that it's permissible to watch them per se, as long, you know, per se, I mean that if you are not
provoked.
If you're not aroused by watching that, and if your intention is to, okay, watch and follow the story, and there's no intention of getting, pleasure,
mm-hmm.
Physical pleasure, of course, there's no objection to you watching in those movies, even with women who are partially naked. For example, their legs are not properly covered, their mm-hmm. hair is showing,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's no objection to someone watching them.
I see.
Yes.
Sheikh Javid, you know that the media has a great and influential impact on everyone.
Yes.
Today, we cannot live without the media, especially I'm talking about the social media, in addition to the channels that we traditionally, in fact, used to look at, right? Or
yes.
listen to, whether it's a radio or a television program. So given their impact and their influence on the culture of the society as well as the individual, is it permissible to for example, some of the utilities and tools such as the uniform, for example, of the Islamic clerics and judges in making such movies?
Well, in view of the fact that the cinema is a medium through which, you know, enlightenment and information could be spread, there's no harm or there's no objection in showing anything of useful effect
mm-hmm.
and of useful content for the intellectual development of the youth and others, or promoting Islamic culture. You know, depending on the objective or the purpose for which you are, for example, for which you are, for example, playing a scene and wearing the uniform, you know. Mm-hmm. So if the intention is to, let's say, promote Islamic teachings, Islamic values, so there's no, you know, objection to someone wearing, for example, a religious scholar's uniform, you know, or representing a scholar's, you know, life.
Yes.
Because if you want to present, like, for example, a given scholar's life, you have to, you know, don like him. You have to dress like him.
Exactly.
And to indicate or to suggest that he was, you know, a person like this individual, the given. So the appearance is very much important. So it is permissible per se, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Grand Ayatollah Khamenei has permitted wearing such uniforms.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's take a break and we'll be back and continue our program.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and our guest speaker, Sheikh Javid, as always. We are talking about the rules of media according to Ayatollah Khamenei. Sheikh Javid, just before the break, I asked you a question regarding whether it is permissible to use or to put on the uniform of an Islamic cleric, for example, or a judge in the process of making a movie. Right?
Sure.
Or a moving picture. As you rightly mentioned, that if it is actually to promote, for example, the Islamic
culture.
Image
yeah.
or nobility, for example, and the values of, Islam and Quran, you know, and the concepts and the teachings of the Prophet, as well as the authorities, for example, the religious authorities and those, let's say, who study, for example, the religion. I'm just going to ask you another question regarding the same thing, like in the process of making such a movie, you know, sometimes, some of the directors and actors and actresses deal with such movies with the theme of religion, right?
Sure.
With some religious and mystical issues involved in it, all right?
Yes.
Especially those talking about, for example, the lives or achievements of the late or contemporary clerics.
Yes.
Or the authorities, as I said earlier. While observing their dignity and the inviolability of Islam, all right?
Yes.
Is it really permissible to make such movies, even if sometimes there is a room for actually a kind of criticism, like to criticize, for example, their thoughts, their teachings, their books and stuff like that, which is obviously the norm everywhere when you make a program or when you make a documentary about a person like a cleric, like a researcher or a scholar. You talk about him in both positive and negative aspects.
Yes.
So is it permissible to make such movies about those people? All of these are aimed at portraying noble Islamic values, as I
You're
said,
right.
and explaining the idea of, for example, mysticism, if you are talking about the mystics, for example,
yes,
and the rich
right.
Islamic culture. And it is also an attempt to stand up to or stem the onslaught at the adverse culture of the enemy.
Well, as I said, cinema or, movies are a kind of tool which can be used to spread information, and then the information can be misleading, it can be leading,
yes,
in the community, these people, the viewers. So it can create an impression which can be false, it can be correct, it can be true. So it depends on the intention and how the cinema is used. For example, if it's used to promote Islamic teachings, Islamic values, there's no objection. When it comes to the life of the scholars, of course, it's necessary to make sure that their status and respect and sanctity are honored. You know, it's very much important to make sure that they are not degraded in the eye of the community, in the eye of the people. And it's also very much important to make sure that false information, things which are you know, which can be destructive and which can be poisonous, are not spread via or through cinema.
Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Javid, for your nice contribution to this program, Islamic Laws, on IRIB English Radio. And thank you, my dear audience, for listening to this program. We say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
رحمن رحيم منان كريم سلام عليم ملجا إله إلا هو غفار جميل وهاب لطيف تواب سميع بصير لا إله إلا هو وحيد قدير محيي مميت الظاهر والباطن لا إله إلا هو لا إله إلا هو